Only one eye understood him. Sounded like a question. One eye muttered a few clicky syllables in reply. I figured the old man wanted to know if it was all right to talk in front of the Nueng Bao. One eye gave him the go-ahead. Weezer said,
Sindawe said, tell you guys, the rumors about a big battle are probably true.
We owe Sindawe, guys, I said. That sounds to me like him telling us he won't back Mogaba 100% anymore. Tai Day and Uncle Doge sucked up our conversation like Nueng Bao sponges. Tension built for hours. With no real evidence, we began to feel this night would be critical. Mostly the guys worried about new nastiness from Mogaba. We didn't expect trouble from the Shadow Master anytime soon. I kept an eye on the hills. One eye snapped,
That it is!
He shared my anticipations. Pinkish light flared. Lightning crackled around a bizarre rider.
She's back, somebody said. Where's the other one?
I did not see a Widowmaker right away. Panic swept the plain. The apparition had taken the scattered Shadowlander camps unawares. Sergeants shrieked orders. Messengers galloped around. Soldiers stumbled into one another.
There he is, Bucket yelled. There who is? Widowmaker, he pointed. The old man!
The Widowmaker figure shimmered back in the hills, larger than life. Goblin grabbed my arm. I don't know where he came from.
Look over there!
He indicated the Shadowlander main camp. We could not see the camp itself, but a pale, gangrenous glow rose from its approximate location. The light intensified steadily. Spinner wants to play, I observed.
Yeah.
He's sending a big one.
A big what?
Do we need to get our heads down? Wait and see.
I waited, and I saw. A nasty ball of green fire streaked toward the hills. It hit near where Lifetaker first showed herself. Earth flew, stone burned, all to no avail. Lifetaker was long gone. He missed.
What an eye!
Lifetaker didn't play fair. She didn't stand still.
He made a stupid choice of tools,
One Eye sneered.
You can't expect somebody to just hang around and wait for you. Maybe that was his best go. He hasn't been healthy.
I sidled away. In a few minutes, Goblin and One Eye would start bickering. The confusion on the plain worsened. The Southerners were more rattled than seemed reasonable. What I could get from their chatter suggested that they had been caught just starting something big of their own, and their disarray left them virtually unable to defend themselves. In hushed tones, too, I heard Kina mentioned. Lifetaker, who resembled that goddess of corruption, vanished.